There you go, the Tecmo Bowl music. I'm going to bring it down. I have to fade it from here. Because, Brian, you're on the same damn fader. Everyone, this is Papa's Football Podcast. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. I am joined today by Brian Bolte. Brian, you there?
What's up, babies?
All right, he's there.
How you doing, guys?
By Travis Dorward.
Hi, good morning.
Travis, you...
Good morning, Travis.
You did a lot of...
Woke up 3 hours ago.
You played football with the Redskins first round pick this year?
I did not play with him this year, but I played with him in high school, and he was drafted this year, yes.
Okay, yes. John Allen?
John Allen.
Okay.
His friends, like me, can call him Jonathan.
Okay.
But not you.
And you held your own against him, right? Like, you, in several practice situations...
If I held my own, you mean as he was driving me to the ground, I grabbed onto his jersey?
Uh-huh.
Then, yes, I held my own.
You shook his beliefs, and he was about to not go forward in football. But you, like, sat him down. You're like, look, kid, you've got talent. Stick with this thing.
You've got moxie.
Yeah.
You're going to be a star, kid. Man, I had a cigar in my mouth.
Look, just because I got
Travis, were you an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman? I thought you were defense.
I was a nose guard, yeah.
Okay, so you played.
But, like, during, like, practice, like, team drills, like, he still.
Okay.
And just, like, as I was crossing the street, like, he would just come and drive me to the ground.
Nice. Just assert dominance.
Yep.
All right, and we have special guest comedian, D.C. area comedian, Sarah Roche.
Hey.
Sarah, you're a huge football jock. Big time.
Oh. Just
one of the guys here.
No.
All right. I know you from that that month I did stand-up. It might happen again. Yes, Brian, you were saying something. Brian. Okay, nothing.
Sorry, I'm adjusting my mic.
No, I'll go for
what I was going to ask cool. earlier, before we moved on from Travis, I was a bit curious about shower time with Alan. How big was his hog? You looked.
The talented players got the shower on their own like schedule, and then they brought me in like after.
Oh,
you brought.
That's not true. That's
okay. Yeah. I was like, this.
That's not how it works. So it was just, it was segregated.
Whoa.
Already we're getting like, meh.
Yeah, so I'm just blown away that there was actual showering at school. And I get weirded out when people shower at the gym. Like, I did that. I can tell you the one or two times I've showered in a group scenario.
And you got MRSA both times.
Yes, exactly. I actually lost a couple toes. That's pretty messed up. No, one time was at, like, scout camp. I want to say, like, 4 days in. They were just like, okay, you smelly, disgusting fucks. It's time to shower in this, like, cinder block barracks. And I think that was it. Like, legit one bathing situation in the middle of the week. And once or twice I changed, like, at the rec center when I took swimming lessons as a kid. But that's about it. Like, as an adult, I never had to shower in high school. Like, you just did gym and fucking dragged ass. And didn't try, and then you didn't sweat afterward. Was that not everyone's thing? Or
I had my period every week.
Nice.
Oh,
okay. You are super carry. All right.
I can't do gym.
Yeah, I too had my period. I just sat really everything out. I did not give a fuck for gym, but I.
Coach, I'm leaking.
Like, you can't have an 18-week period.
At some point, did he just, like, punch two holes in a trash bag and was like, here, cinch this up.
Oh, my God.
You're doing that fucking mile, Roche. Yeah, and especially if you're not driving from the gym to work, I have no clue why it's necessary to shower at the gym. Like, you pick a gym because it's, like, 8 to 10 fucking minutes away from you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't sit in your own stew for that long to get into a shower that won't give you, like, some sort of Calcutta foot infection.
Fun fact, when I was, like, 8 or 9, I saw an old man penis because I went to summer camp. Mm-hmm. And at the facility, for some reason, they thought it would be okay for, like, us to share the locker room area with, like, people who were there to use the gym that was at the place.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was also a pool. So, yeah, we would, like, go and change for the pool, and then old men would, also be naked. So,
oh, God. If I wanted to bust out a hack,
that was less of a fun impression. Fact than a just depressing fact, I think.
Like the worst life
fun
lesson
fact.
You didn't know.
Yeah, that was fun, like Kate Upton's tits. You mean hot as shit, dude. Get it right.
Oh, my.
What, Brian? What, Bolte? What's going on, sir?
We need. I need a bee hand. Fun fact, I'm Catholic, so I saw when I was 8 or 9, I saw a man penis too. Sorry, no. I couldn't go.
Okay. Yeah, so we have a camera set up right now where it cuts between the three of us in studio, and then when Brian talks, it goes to him looking like a man who's paid 100 credits so the cam model can watch him masturbate. Like, the camera is like...
I really do, especially...
It is a bizarre angle you have picked, sir, but it's all good. It doesn't matter. We're going to do a summary of the shit we liked from the NFL last week. We're going to have Sarah tell her about her diehard football fandom, explain why she has tattoos of all 32 teams on her back. Then we'll get to a little more of the kind of like colorful shit from the week, not just the scores, but, you know, for example... Any of you guys see the footage of the Kansas City Chiefs cameraman who was on, I think, like had a camera dolly or a camera truck go through a formation of cheerleaders?
I did not.
And actually end the life of one of them. I mean, she's fine, but fucking smack.
But her high school life was just over.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, she bruised a nipple and her rich boyfriend dumped her, and it's pretty awful. Pretty fucking bad. And then we pick some games coming up. We just pick some of the more interesting shit that's happening next week. For example, the Browns, road favorites, first time since,
congrats,
I want to say 2012 off the top of my head. Bolty, can you turn down your phones for a bit? Because I hear my own ugly voice feeding back to me. Or can you get, like, big headphones?
Brian, can you just leave?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Please?
Pretty
good.
I've been so patient.
I think that should be fine. I don't know. I don't sweat it. You don't have to leave. I just want to see you drink bleach. Like, just do that and then go to sleep.
I was going to wait till after the show to do that.
Okay.
Hey, do you want views or not? All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it for the show.
Like, do you want us to go viral? We've already lost everyone. Come on. All right. This is a weird setup. We're getting used to it. This is the first time actually that we have done, Sarah, where it's like half of us in studio, and then Brian, who left Northern Virginia because he hates us. Yeah, like really like a piece of human shit. I think that's the term you're looking for.
Just a piece of shit.
Yeah, cool. Just like fucking garbage in the night. Like just like the Baltimore Colts leaving for Indianapolis.
Literal Nazi.
Yeah, it's just...
Actual, yes. Mm-hmm. Ugly, ugly Nazi.
Yeah, he left, and what we had been doing so far is all of us recording from home. This is,
I mean, my life's gotten better since he left. Like, I don't want to give him too much shit. Like,
you are worth a lot more money since he's gone. Like, it's kind of piled in. And you've noticed an extra inch.
He was
holding you back on his waistband.
In my ring finger.
Yes. He had to get a new cord to hold up his pants.
Rock and roll, baby.
Yes. All right. So.
You did get a big boy haircut. Proud of that, Travis. God, you don't have my 3-year-old haircut anymore, so I'm very proud of you for that.
Travis, did you? I don't know what he's talking about. The big boy hair. It looks like your same old shit.
I don't know. I think Brian views me. I think Brian thinks I'm 6 years old.
Really?
You're not.
Yeah. Exactly. See.
I mean, yeah. 6-year-olds wake up before 2 p.m. They have to go to kindergarten or first grade or whatever the fuck you do at age six. Sarah, when do you wake up?
The breaking.
Weekdays, I wake up at like 7-ish.
Okay. So on Gross. Twitter, do you wish him like a good night before you head to work?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Travis has the schedule that I'm pretty envious of, where I don't have it in me to stay up that late anymore. Like, when do you go to bed?
Was I drinking the night before or
dead sober, like just infested with your horrible thoughts and loathing?
Oh, 3 a.m.?
Really? Okay. 3 a.m.?
Yeah, so...
No, I'm not knocking you. I really am kind of envious of that. Like,
sounds like you're knocking me.
No, I remember those days being...
Feels a bit knockish.
Being around your age when you would stay up pretty much till right before dawn, so you didn't feel like a piece of shit, and like just all of the darkness of the night blurred together, and you fucked off online and watched whatever.
I mean, I feel like a piece of shit at all times.
Yeah. No, I do too, and I wake up at normal times. Like, you've got nothing to look forward to. Just like the listener of this show. Let's get it rolling. Brian, Travis, Sarah Roche, super fan.
Thank you.
Kind of bill yourself as Aaron Rodgers' wife. That's how she introduces herself live a lot when she does her sets. Story of the week for me, because I am a good Christian who hates the foes of the Washington Redskins was that the entirety of the NFC East shit the bed this week. That's actually not applause. Yeah. That's his impression of testicles hitting pelvis. It's just that.
What do you think that sounds like?
Yeah. So he'll get there one day. Just like the Redskins.
What are you guys talking about? Sex?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
It's a sex thing. It's rumored to exist. The NFC East, you had the Giants looking very flat, losing to the Detroit Lions last night.
Yes.
It was a nice way to cap the weekend. You had the Eagles playing the Chiefs closely for a while until they got blown out.
Was it a blowout? I thought they lost by like a touchdown.
Yeah, but that was like a garbage time touchdown, I think, to bring it back. They were down with something like 4 to 5 minutes left by two touchdowns. Like Travis Kelce, who I don't think there's black people that sound as black as Travis Kelce. Have you seen there's a commercial.
I've never heard him talk, no.
Holy shit. That guy likes to sound not white.
Oh.
We'll put it that way. And he leapt to get the touchdown that put them up by two touchdowns. I believe they measured he leapt from like the 5 yard line and about like a yard deep in the end zone.
Chiefs are bringing the shovel pass back.
So apparently you just have to talk that way for great athletic performance. Like, Vanilla Ice could have dunked on Michael Jordan, is what I'm trying to say. Like, you just have to fake it till you make it. That was a good game, and the best thing that happened all weekend was Dallas melting down horrifically. This Dallas squad that for 2 years has had its ass kissed behind the performances, really fueled by the performances of Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. They're two rookie, well, I wouldn't call Ezekiel a steal. He was a first rounder. Dak was, I think, third rounder.
Fourth overall. Dak was fourth round.
Was he fourth round?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Wilson was third. Why did I lump those two together? I don't.
Racist.
Yeah, there you go. So, picking up what I'm putting down. Ezekiel Elliott had an 8-yard outing. For the first time ever, the Cowboys looked more than mortal. And it was great because everyone is picking at them like vultures. After one loss, I'm hearing about Dak's lack of the ability to get it downfield. People are pillaring Ezekiel Elliott in a way that they never did after he's been dodging those rumors he beat the shit out of a woman for, you know, a while now. That didn't get so much in terms of headlines, but cover of SI.com right now is saying, like, Ezekiel Elliott showing he's a little child or something like to that effect because he was pouting after an 8-yard outing. And he's wearing, by the way, Sarah, does this get you like turned on or super turned on? He's wearing a shirt that really just goes down to his bottom rib.
That makes me think he's like gay in the 90s.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say it sounds like he should be doing Jennifer Grey's shit from Dirty Dancing. But
Yeah. I guess that was the style then.
He could be flash dancing too.
Okay, yeah.
I don't understand these references.
I went straight to just like 90s. Like,
they're for people who've had sex, Travis. That's
gotcha.
Did Brian just leave us? Brian, are you alive?
Probably. I am live. It's better that I just kind of chime in from time to time because it's not.
When you started talking about Ezekiel Elliott with the cutoff jerseys, he went on a. Had some private time.
Is your audio a little sketch? Is that what you're saying?
No, but there's a bit of a delay between me and you guys, so when I chime in, it kind of screws up the flow.
Oh.
So just kind of roll.
Okay.
You know what helps with that?
I'll
moving to San Diego.
Good advice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a
real life
up.
Coach.
You know what? When I go out to my car, it's parked under a palm tree right now. I'm gonna be real upset. It's 77 degrees and sunny again today.
No, yeah, that hurts. It does.
Yeah, well, it's 77 degrees and sweaty here, asshole. So. Suck on that shit, Dick.
Humidity? What's that?
Well, I am a bit shiny. Other than that,
Brian, you said there's a palm tree near you?
Everywhere.
Hang yourself from one.
Yeah, the leaves are. The leaves can do it.
See, I don't like when I can't crush Travis. I'm getting crushed by Travis.
Is that a fat joke, asshole?
He's doing
it. Fat. It's not fat.
All right, back to your 5 minutes of silence, Brian, now.
I'll go back to being quiet. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That was my highlight of the week. I've lost my mind the last 2 years with everyone thinking that the Cowboys have done something brilliant, drafting an offensive line of ogres. And everyone's like, this is the wave of the future. Look what they're accomplishing. And they got this steal with Dak Prescott. Who didn't see this coming? And even Jason Garrett, that ginger fuck, is skating. And now one loss, one resounding loss to a fucking great Denver team in Denver's house.
My boy, Trevor Siemian.
Yes. And all you can hear is everything. Please keep breathing into the mic. Is everything that people have hated about them for years. Like, suddenly Jason Garrett's a piece of shit. The entire team is washed up. I love it. I'm going to enjoy this for the week to come because... I
mean, it's definitely an overreaction, but yeah,
what?
I'll take it.
What, in sports news? You mean they have to manufacture bullshit because it's all sports and nothing matters and we're all going to die in a nuclear holocaust? And what?
You're putting a lot of words in my mouth.
Get out of here, Travis. Get out of here.
I'll leave.
What? No, please don't. Anything this week make you happy? Skins win?
Yeah, it just, that felt like such a nothing victory. Like, I felt nothing after that win just because we still look so shitty. And, I mean, it's the Rams, so.
It's a Rams team that did put up, I think, 46.
Yeah, it was just a it was just a bad game overall. Most of these games, September football is overall pretty shitty.
What, you like it when the majority of a team is healthy? John. Or you hate it, rather? Yes, Brian. I thought you were...
Two things, real quick.
Okay.
I called the victory. Thank you very much.
You
and
did.
And two, did you see the tens of people in the stadium?
Yes. It was...
Yeah, but they stadium. Still doubled the attendance for the Chargers.
Yeah, Sarah, I know you're a super fan, so I don't have to explain any of this. But two different teams relocated to Los Angeles in the last... Chargers were this offseason, Rams year before?
Yes.
Okay. Rams left St. Louis, where they had been for 20 years, I think, on the dot, or 21 years. Chargers left San Diego, where they had been for like 40-something years. Like, that's their only home. L.A. didn't have an NFL team for 20 years. I'm going to let you figure out why, but here's a hint, because it really couldn't support the two teams it used to have there. Like, it just, it's not a big...
I'm just going to throw this out of there. Brian Bolte moves to San Diego, Chargers leave San Diego. I'll let you figure that one out.
Exactly.
Connect the dots.
Brian Bolte, grabby, Polaroid camera owner, ice cream truck, lots of kids. Lots of kids for those Chargers players. Just
wasn't quite going there, but
no,
glad you brought it up.
Let's spell it out, man. I'm sick of tiptoeing around it. You know,
Why do you think I book Travis all the time?
Yeah.
I had Travis there every week. There's a reason for that.
Travis is so fucking molestable. I think I mean that as a compliment.
Oh, my God.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Travis, I'd be flattered.
I think, like, Travis likes sweets and can keep a secret. He's got a nice smile.
I would tell everyone, but not like in a sad way. I'd brag.
Yeah,
I got some action.
You'd be like, fuck yeah.
Finally.
Oh my God.
I'm special.
I know what it sounds like when balls hit a pelvis.
I can tell you when balls hit hiney.
Oh my God.
Oh, Travis.
Travis, my 14-year-old looking molestable boy.
So, Sarah, they got the bright idea in the NFL that a city that hadn't supported a team in 20 years, where two teams left 20 years ago because they weren't making fucking money there.
Of course. It's all like, yeah.
Could support not one team coming back, but two teams again. It reminded me exactly of a couple that gets a divorce, and then like 2 years later, they're like, let's work it out.
Well, I was going to say, it reminds me of like a couple, and this is like who try again, but then they're like, this time let's have a baby now.
Yeah,
just like,
let's deep
that'll
the
solve our problems.
No.
Please tell me you've actually seen that happen in real life.
I haven't, but I've talked about it with people before who have seen it.
Really?
Yeah, but I personally haven't ever. Never once thought, like, wow, this situation is stressful. You know what would help? A child.
No sleep.
Not only having a baby, but having a baby that sucks at being a baby.
Yeah, all of them.
Like, because the Chargers and Rams, like, at least if you're going to move the teams, let's get a good product.
No, it's a shitty baby. Flailing everywhere.
It's a failure already.
Yeah, just like a Damien kid.
Oh,
fucking possessed. So these two teams come back, and I want to say, Brian, do you have the exact numbers for people in the stadium? but your average NFL stadium holds what? Like a good one is in the 60s?
80,000.
So the Chargers managed to get, I think, 25,000.
I don't even know if it was that. Might have been, I thought the stadium holds like 20,000.
Okay.
It's a soccer stadium.
Hey, John.
Yes.
The Chargers attendance was 25,381.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a soccer stadium.
And Rams had how much?
The Rams, 56,612.
Okay.
And
right, here's the guess, though.
Yeah, I'll
guess, because Travis is a college guy. How many people went to the USC game versus Texas?
Can I say it?
They care about college football,
Travis,
in LA.
Isn't it like 64,000?
84,714. Oh, there was more people at the USC game than the Chargers and the Rams combined.
And by a large margin. That's
And that makes total sense. I feel like LA is a city that is very about them. And then if you went to that college, or you know anyone who went to that college, you're going to go support.
The college quarterbacks for that team, like, routinely are publicly banging celebs. Like, if I recall, Mark Sanchez, when he was the quarterback there, was just plowing Paris Hilton. And that was the thing.
What?
Like, it's a sweet gig being that fucking quarter. Yeah, that's true.
So cool.
No, it's amazing. I'm trying to. Was it?
I should have been good at football.
Yeah, instead of just like playing grab ass with John Allen, you should have become a quarterback.
I could have done both.
You could have been a sexy quarterback, moved to LA, and yeah, yep. Had sex with Lindsay Lohan, who would have been like a cougar seducing you at this point, given the age gap.
Well, now you have me distracted. Now I'm thinking of Lindsay Lohan.
You know what? I'll get into something. I thought about her earlier today, man. She, god damn, that was a waste. That was a waste. That was heartbreaking. You know what? I don't really need to hear about. Is the bad thing that's happening in Darfur still happening, or is that 10 years ago?
I don't know what that word is.
That's a country, I think. But you know, okay, yeah, Lindsay Lohan. That was so much worse. What happened to her? Horrible. Horrible. So.
Anyway,
back to football. You had the entirety of the NFC East losing the Bengals, the Bungles. Yeah, so they ate shit.
That was a very funny joke, sir.
Thursday night, at home, I believe, right? They've had two home losses to start the season.
Yeah. I can't remember where it was, but
not how you grab the playoffs by the scrotum.
No, it's perfect. You start low. You can only go up.
You'd be surprised with the Bengals.
They're genius.
That's what I like to do when dating a woman. Like, the first time in bed, I try to come like in 15 seconds. And then I'm like, wait for round two. And then 5 minutes later, my number's been blocked. But
all right.
Yeah. So Marvin Lewis has been the Bengals coach for
like 14 years.
Something like that. I think he was there when they desegregated the league. It's been a while. And I know that for something like 8 years in a row, or at least 5-ish years in a row, they had been taken to the playoffs. And this is a team that fucking sucked. Like, for reference, Sarah, again, you're super jock, like, crazy about it. But I think Redskins, in terms of, like, playoff droughts for those guys, like, it's been a long time. And he consistently brought them to the playoffs, but it was always for a first-round loss. Like, without fail. Get to the playoffs, first-round loss. Get to the playoffs, first-round loss. So there had been whispers back then, like, maybe Marvin Lewis needs to go. He's great for personnel. Like, he assembles a strong team, but he can't coach for shit. Then last year, they missed the playoffs. Somehow he survives that. And then this year, it's like that much worse. Like, even their talented players are regressing.
Yeah.
I kind of met Andy Dalton by that. He's not really talented.
He was supposed to be pretty good.
He had a year, right? He had that year where he was crushing. And then he got, like, his hand shattered. Like, I think he caught his chick in bed with another guy, mm-hmm. and then, like, punched through the window of the Ferrari that had the bed inside it and just cut it up real bad. Like,
gotcha.
That's what happened, yeah.
We need a fact checker on the show.
Mm-hmm. It's Brian, who's busy just clattering around like a poltergeist Brian, look, in San Diego.
Brian, fact check that. But, yeah, I don't think that...
I love how it just cuts to him doing shit and then back to us.
I wasn't listening.
That's fine. Go back to so sucking down a bowl of pho. It's all good.
But yeah, I don't know what it's going to take to get Marvin Lewis fired at this point. I feel like they haven't scored a touchdown yet. They're going to score one next week, and then their owner's probably just going to be like, oh, he's still amazing.
I forget who the fuck their owner is.
But, I don't care.
Yeah. I'm going to say Pat Bowen, but that's not it. He could be, I don't know.
Apparently, he's kind of a piece of shit just because.
He's a cheap motherfucker.
Carson Palmer almost retired. He wanted to leave them so bad. He was like, either trade me or I'll retire from football.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just know that the owner of the Bengals, and this is a rep that a lot of team owners get, is a cheap motherfucker. And so Marvin Lewis might stick around because he's cool with just working for, you know, maybe like 80, 90K a year. That's probably what a coach makes in the NFL.
Mike Brown.
Mike Brown.
Mike Brown.
Okay. Who's Pat Bowen? Who does he own?
I don't know, but he's 82. Mike Brown. I can look at Bowen for you as well.
I'm jealous now of Cincinnati fans because Dan Snyder's like in his early 50s. He's not going to die all that much before me, if at all. 82, that guy doesn't have long. I know he's rich, so they're going to give him like 14 pig hearts before they finally call it a day.
Right.
And let him go in the dirt. Sarah, you good there?
Pat Bowen is the owner of the Denver Broncos.
See, I know shit. That's kind of a... I was in the ballpark, right? Come on. Give me that. Give me that, guys. And the last football, like, nuts and bolts shit. I'm just, again, going through kind of what stood out to me from this week. I'm blown away that the Bengals are doing that. A team 2 years ago that was like a playoff
threat. Yeah, he is my fantasy quarterback. And
fucking Andy Dalton, the Red Rocket?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's got...
Because you're horrible at fantasy.
Even I don't do fantasy, dude, and even I know that shit. Come on.
Brian.
Sorry.
How well did I do this week in our league?
You're up to seventh place. Good job, Travis. Right.
Week
I was
two.
Very proud of you. Beat the number one team.
Sarah, do you do fantasy ball?
No.
No?
No.
You don't get anyone
Sarah's
to
Sarah's so bored, she's already on her phone, John.
Oh, I know. It's all good, though. Don't worry. We'll get to the regular
She's
show.
Googling all the references we're making.
No, like, I'm not.
No, no. She's just tweeting. She's like, what the fuck am I doing? This eats
Hey, Travis, just I'll shut up after this. Welcome to seventh place. I'm very proud of you for beating the first place. But by the way, my 2-0, it's feeling great.
All right, is this like your win for the week? Like, is it like for the week? Do you need this?
I'm gonna win every week. Every week. No, I'm just really good at fantasy football. You'll learn that.
This is his win for the week. He will then make a lot of money because he works a job. He lives in San Diego and then he'll have sex with his wife. But yes, this is
but
the one
the
way
loser.
He's got it on us.
John, you're off by one thing there. The whole sex thing. I don't know.
All right, it's fine. California is one of those states where it's like there is no consent between husband and wife, right? They're very conservative like that.
Feels false. Fact check that real quick.
I leap of faith. Yeah. What do they say? Better to do it and ask forgiveness afterward than okay. And ask permission, get no.
Someone says it. You're not wrong there.
All right. Yeah. That evil guy, like that evil frat guy from every 80s college comedy. Yeah.
Right.
Who we take like the real turn into him being an asshole when he does the rape. The rape.
All right.
Thanks, Travis. Yeah. You laid me out there, buddy. Much
you
like
repeated
you laid out John
the
Allen.
Worst part of that sentence twice.
Yeah.
I cannot emphasize this enough. Yeah. The rape.
I was trying to make it silly by calling it the rape.
And it was devastating like the first time. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, he's going again.
Yeah, yeah. Just going
to
throw
John, I'm not in studio to help you out. Yeah. Travis is a millennial. He's going to let you get ran over every time.
I know. You know, now I'm happy you're not having sex,
Sorry,
Travis.
Buddy.
You take that.
I don't know what to do. No,
it's cool.
It snuck up on me.
It's cool. Just
I snuck up on Travis before.
Oh, God.
Oh, so you're not a virgin. All right.
Does it count if I'm not a witch?
Not in the back.
All right. We're going to tear through then the rest of this real fast so Brian can get back home and have all that sex with his wife. Hot sex. These are just hot takes.
Hot sex.
Hottest takes, hottest sex, hottest Travis sweating through his shirt.
Is that another fat joke?
Yeah, that was definitely.
But can Yeah. Sorry, I didn't want to...
No, please.
I just...
Interject.
I just realized something, and this is totally off the point. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, but this is such a hardcore sports show. Come on.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I just realized every single time I think of Brian Bolt, every time I...
Bolty.
Like, Bolty.
He's not French.
Who cares?
I always say Bolt.
Yeah.
Every time I think of him or see his name or anything, I always envision him constantly picking up Cheerios. That's the only way I ever think of him. And I just realized when we were talking about him, like, no, he doesn't do anything but pick up Cheerios.
Why?
I'm so sorry.
I hope with his hands.
Well, yeah.
You hear that, Brian?
My butt cheeks or
fuck you.
But you kept listening. Sorry. All right.
No. So you're picturing him right now because only I can see him on camera. So you're just picturing like him cleaning up after children or building like towers.
Just, he's just in a room.
He's just always picking up after his kids, and it's always Cheerios in the kitchen. Just constantly. Like, it's never ending.
Hey, Brian, your kids are messy fucks, according to Sarah. She wants to start some shit.
Sarah, just normally envision me with a shotgun in my mouth and a toe trigger.
Yeah.
That's Are they Honey Nut like or plain Cheerios?
I feel like it has to be Honey Nut because the sticky hands all the time.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
So. Well, I have sticky hands all the time because I'm Melissa Travis.
I was talking about your children, but that seems...
And Travis skipped his after football practice showers, so yeah.
Oh, my, it's all adding up.
All comes together. Real fast.
It comes together, right? All right, now I'll actually leave.
So just some funny throwaways that aren't exactly on-field performance related. If you want a good laugh, the Jets were smashed by the Raiders.
Told you.
Yes, Travis predicted this. Brian, I think on the last episode, was very... I said stay
away from it due to the spread. I didn't say the Raiders were going to
lose. Yeah, you're a coward.
He said the spread was, I think, like 14 points. Sarah, that means the Raiders were predicted to win by two touchdowns, which is an immense amount of points.
Can I just keep telling you what I was thinking?
Sure, go for it.
I was thinking about, like, Cheerios. Well, food, yes, still, like a spread or like
a delicious
butter,
spread.
Or, like, and I was sitting here like, I could get down with spread.
What kind of spread?
I mean, probably
We're
something
food.
Cheese-based.
Jeez, definitely. That's good. I could do that.
Yeah.
I could go for John, that, like, right after the show.
Don't you love having a girl on the show?
I do.
He says spread and it's cheese-based.
Oh, yeah.
It's Nutella. It's Nutella. It's not any of the dirty stuff we normally talk about. It's Nutella. Delicious. It tastes great on toast.
It does. How very Parisian of you. So the Raiders win. Look up the video of Marshawn Lynch just completely funking the fuck out on the sidelines.
I love Marshawn
dancing,
so much.
Dancing, flailing his dreadlocks. It's an amazing sight. Like, if you want to see unbridled happiness, like, it looks like one of those videos where a dog's owner comes back from being at war for 2 years.
Got it.
Like, that's how goddamn happy Marshawn Lynch looks in this. I didn't know the name Cooper Kupp before this weekend's Redskins game against the Rams because I'm not a fantasy guy. Cooper Kupp is, what a great fucking name. Cooper Kupp. It sounds like something a hippie woman would menstruate into. Yes, Brian.
I just want to chime in because you mentioned fantasy. No one but me drafted him in fantasy.
Cooper Kupp?
Because I'm that good, Travis.
But I drafted Zay Jones instead.
What is a Zay Jones?
You probably drafted somebody horrible.
Yeah, that's why I said Zay
exactly.
Jones.
Zay Jones sounds like Kupp an X-Men villain.
I mean, he went to a FCS school, and he's a rookie. I wasn't expecting that much out of him.
Out of a Cooper Kupp.
FCS school means he wore a helmet in class and on the field. So, good job, Travis. Back to you, John. I'll shut up.
Please kill yourself now. No. The Ravens had to cancel a giveaway this weekend where if you caught the game where they beat the Browns, you were supposed to get a take-home DNA test kit. And the company was, I think, Origin with a 3 somewhere in there.
I feel like there's so much more I need to hear about this.
I don't really know. It was something very sinister, Sarah, where I think they almost, I don't want to say got the rights to your DNA, but they could kind of do what the fuck they wanted with the results.
Yeah, which, no, I've read about that. It's sketchy as shit.
Yeah, and I mean, the joke's on them because who in their right mind would want to clone like 60,000 Baltimoreans? Like, that's the worst pool of people to clone. Yeah. Like, if anything, you want to like H-bomb that stadium to make the country a better place. And I love Baltimore, but I also understand like it should drift into the sea. For the good of mankind.
It's like Florida and Baltimore.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's a couple things on the Eastern Seaboard that I would just be like, oh man, like it's really like waving goodbye to Leo at the end of Titanic. Yeah. Like you're just on that door and you're shivering and you're just like, oh, goodbye, sweet prince. Like, fucking just shove them off, and then they drop down like a cork.
We'll miss you, but not that much.
Exactly. And, you know, drop like a cork. That's the expression, you know, the way corks sink. God, just fucking kill me in the parking lot right now. And the last funny thing, we talked earlier about San Diego's horrible attendance now that they're in L.A., but a bunch of, like, San Diego establishments are now, like, offering various treats when the Chargers lose. Because they're so filled with spite. There's a taco place that was giving away free tacos every time San Diego loses.
I have a question.
Sure.
If either of you guys were professional football players and you played for this team,
yes.
Would you guys throw games for tacos?
I mean...
And you guys are still, like, assholes.
Am I still, like as fat as I am? Like, as the
athlete? You are as you are. Like.
Okay, but for some reason we're good at football.
Yeah. Like, I want to be a wideout. I just want to be faster than every really tall, lanky, black cornerback in the league. Just fucking torch them.
I already know the answer. Like, I already know what you guys would do. I just want to see if you guys are going to be honest.
I want to try the taco first.
Yeah, if they're good
tacos. If they're super good.
If they're super good.
Like, if we're already out of the playoffs, then sure. What the fuck do I care? Like, you're helping your team. You're getting a better draft pick in the offseason. Like, you're doing, and fuck every nerd who's jerking off the fantasy stats.
I mean, in theory,
like you're spiting
them. I would be able to afford as many tacos as I want, but
well, let's not go
like
crazy. Like,
stuff.
A lot of them. Like, you really like you a taco.
Like, just all the tacos. Like, if they told me, like, I will give you a million tacos if you lose to the Giants, then...
Legit for life.
Okay, but no matter how much money you have, free shit is free.
Right.
That's very true.
Kiddos, can I chime in?
Right, sure, oh, yes. Brian Bolton.
Because I'm here in San Diego. The place that's giving away free tacos, you're not... One's right by the border.
Yes.
And the other one is way no, don't get me wrong. The place is on point, but the majority of us are, like, for me, I would, for $3 taco, I'm not going to drive 30 miles.
Okay. So you're saying it's right on the Tijuana border. It's like south San Diego.
One is, I don't know if anyone knows what Chula Vista is. Chula Vista means you're almost to Mexico.
Okay.
It's south of Chula Vista, so basically National City, which means the tacos are going to be delicious because they're authentic, but you probably won't want to drive there. And the other one is way east, so you're basically in a desert and you don't want to drive there either.
Okay.
So for a $3 taco, unless you live there, you don't want to go.
Hmm.
Well, you killed so that game.
Yeah.
I'm so goddamn hungry right now.
And we have $4 gas here. You don't want to waste $4 gas.
Oh, God. Yeah. So you know what? Fuck your palm trees. At least I paid $2.50 a gallon at the Costco. Who needs scenery? And the last little bit of funny San Diego eating shit news. They blew a last-second kick second week in a row, Sarah, but the stadium fireworks went off as if they won. Yeah, kind of funny.
That's almost like if you're always a bridesmaid and never the bride, and then by accident, like, the groom asks you...
Has sex with you when drunk?
No. I was going to say, like, makes eye contact with you and is like, I do. And you're like, wait, what?
Why? Oh, my God, it's happening.
And he's like, no, you're not. And then, you know, that's what it feels like.
Their kicker, by the way, is named a Korean dude. First name is Young Ho, right?
Young Ho Chu.
Somehow people have, like, found humor in that. I don't know.
I don't
where
see
or
it.
Why, really.
Yeah, yeah. We're above that kind of stuff here on Papa's Basement.
Kind of sad. Yes, yeah. Travis, you had your hand up.
Did I?
Kind of, yeah. You look like a Bond villain, like, playing with a pistachio
like,
while
a
laser's
hat?
Coming for 007's
I have, like, a
nuts.
Weird nail. Anyway.
Okay.
Do we have time to go back to this DNA thing? Because I'm still... That's all I can think about
now. Yeah, go back to it, and then...
Okay, so... The Baltimore Ravens, they were giving out DNA tests.
Yeah, much like you'd get a bobblehead, this was like, here's a swab for your cheek to find out if you're, like, part Scottish.
I do not need a kit to find out, like, my family's just, like, alcoholics. Like, I don't need, like, I know
you just need
from.
Thanksgiving.
Like, yeah, it's I don't need that.
This blows my mind. I don't... What's the thought process there? Like,
it's a weird fucking giveaway.
Just, yeah.
I really have no answer. Like, I read that. And I was like, is this how the New World Order happens? Like, is Alex Jones correct? Like, this is sketchy as shit. Like, it was this close to being like, hey, Skynet wants to make a skin suit out of you.
The next one is going to be like, free giveaway, chips implanted in your arm.
Yeah.
Like, wait, exactly. Hold on.
Yes, Brian Bolte.
I hear John's 6% Jewish.
Oh,
how did you find that out?
On my mom's side.
Must have been... Yeah, your mom's somehow side, so my dad must have done this before.
That's true. I have done. Mine was a suppository swab, and it was the.
I did the 23andMe thing just to. Find
oh, did
out.
You? So, was it 23 guys fucking thing. You? 23 and me, get it? Okay.
Yeah, I love to be gangbang.
Oh my god.
Classic football.
Yeah,
classic football talk.
Maybe you do need to go to the Mexican border.
I hope your children listen to this to. One day.
They're gonna be like, we did like Cheerios back then, didn't we? So yeah, that's about it. Oh, last thing, look up a really. I couldn't find this clip too funny because it looked too painful. And I don't like pain directed toward women. Like men getting... I'll watch Mexican like gang lords killing each other videos on like Reddit, watch people die and shit. But a girl getting hit, not my cup of tea typically. But there is a bit of a laugh to be had. There's a cameraman at the Chiefs game.
Didn't we talk about this?
Did I mention it like 5 seconds ago? You got to watch it again. That's how good it is.
We can talk about it again.
There's footage of a cheerleader at the front of the formation, not even like the broad at the back, so you're not going to see her, just the dead head of the pyramid. Like there's an arrow formation, she is the tip of the arrow, and a guy with a camera truck is like sprinting full bore from one side of the field to the other and just fucking hits her like a deer.
It was just one cheerleader?
One cheerleader who is rocked in the air.
NFL cheerleaders already not a very glamorous life. They don't make much money at all.
They get paid nothing.
Yeah, it's insane.
And, like, I've seen them on the sidelines. The amount of makeup that has to go on that face, that's, like, half your money.
I can just imagine her, like, hating her job but thinking, at least I have my health. And then...
Yeah.
Oh, no, she probably loved her job.
But now...
And also her health. Uh-huh. But yeah, oh god.
Oh, and now she's got those Lieutenant Dan legs for next week. It's gonna be hard.
I went to
magnetic
to high school with two girls who got cheer. One with the Ravens and one with the Redskins.
Okay.
So I'm sitting and I like see their posts and stuff and I'm like, you guys obviously love what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they don't get paid like anything.
No, it's I'm very sure they're not full-time employees still. But they used to be paid like fucking less than Popeye's wages. It was bad. And you don't get to smell Popeye's all day. You just smell sweaty football players.
I learned this recently. You know the Lingerie Football League, which is now the Legends Football League?
With Mark Rippon's
daughter. They don't make money.
What?
The players. They're not paid.
Oh, is it just like porn where it's to promote where you're stripping?
I have no idea, but there's an interview with the owner of the league that he literally just flat out said like, if we paid our players, we would go bankrupt.
Oh, is it like an Irish name? Peace, oh shit.
Sorry. I don't remember his name, but
it's pretty fucked up that people are working and not getting paid. But hey, I was in radio for like 5 years.
So. I mean, they're still a league, so I guess the players love what they're doing. But I don't know. Anyway, that was slightly related to what we were talking about.
I mean, people do bad shit in hopes of getting noticed. It's just weird because. To be honest, where does the Lingerie Football League take you? Like, it's not going to take you into actual sports. You don't want to do pornography, obviously.
Have you seen, like, there's this, I can't remember if it was, like, a documentary or if it was just, like, on TV or whatever, but it was going through their training and stuff and, like, into personal lives of, like, women who do lingerie.
No, is it on Netflix or?
No, it was just, like, on TV one time, a long time ago.
Hmm.
But basically, like, they train... Oh, it was intense. Like, they dedicate themselves to that. So I don't think it's...
Hey, that's off to them.
Yeah.
Play for the love of the game.
No, exactly. We do this show, and you guys do stand-up, and I do improv and shit, and we don't get paid for any of that crap, but so there you go. Life is a horrible husk. All right.
I got a free drink once.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Did you really?
Right.
Well, from Brian. It doesn't count.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Jesus Christ. What? The fucking microphone in your lungs? What the...
Brian, what have you been doing this whole show? I can't see you.
Just Twittering, answering emails.
Oh my god.
All right, we'll bring this one home. Guys, is there anything...
Are we not doing picks?
We can do some picks real fast. I just...
Can we please? Because I've got some great ones.
Okay, Brian, you do the pick segment. This is yours, you bell of the ball.
This is me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Guys, my bookie is what we're going off of for our spreads this week.
My bookie dot what?
What's his name?
Yeah.
.ag.
There you go. My bookie.ag is the website.
we'll have more information on them next week in your live read that you have to do, John. But real quick, Denver Broncos are playing the horrible Buffalo Bills next week. They're laying 3. Lock of the week. Bet on the Broncos. If
where the
you are
fuck
a,
are the Broncos only getting 3?
Yeah, seriously.
It's on my bookie. I'm dead serious. I'm looking at right
yeah,
in front of
that's,
me.
That's the most
my
obvious
bookie.
Pick I've heard.
Lock of the week. Now,
lock of the year, probably.
Listen to people. I'm going to give you a 3-game parlay that you can make a shitload of money. Miami Dolphins versus New York. Dolphins are laying 6. Take them.
Okay.
Broncos are laying 3. Take them. Falcons are laying 3 against the Detroit Lions. Take them. Bet those 3. You're going to make a shitload of money. And bet them all together, though, in a parlay. Bet them separately. Bet them in a parlay. You're rich. And, John, I'm sorry we don't have our Papa's affiliate code yet, so you guys can bet for free. But next week we will have it. But this, I believe, is the place to bet because this is
the spread on the Redskins game.
Skins?
Yeah. Skins, who, by the way, are hosting the Raiders next week,
right.
Primetime. Skins, a horrible primetime team. Raiders, a fucking amazing team, period. So
yep.
I'm going to
that's
conservatively Raiders, say it's 26.
Yeah, give me a guess. What do you think? What's the guess?
I'm going to go 10.5.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. Well, 10, but I don't know.
Sure.
I'll pick something different. 14.
Did he say it? I didn't hear him.
Yeah, 14.
14. Sarah, guess what do you think the spread is on the Oakland Raiders Washington game?
69. Nutella.
There you go.
There you go.
Nutella. Sarah wins. Raiders are laying on mybookie.ag. The Raiders are laying 3.
Oh.
Get the fuck out. Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, okay. All right. This is weird.
That should probably be the lock or. No, the Broncos one's ridiculous, but
the skin you got to go with the Broncos, man. And your boy Simeon,
that's Drunk Travis's boy.
That guy.
He's amazing.
I believe in him now after last week. I'm telling you guys, there's a lot of money to be made this week, and it's pretty easy.
Well, I hope
you
go to mybookie.ag, Brian, and you make all that money. And next week when you video into the show, you just have stacks of cash in front of you, like Tony Montana style. And eventually...
I am taking my youngest kid's college fund right now, and I'm cashing it out, and I'm putting it into my mybookie.ag account.
Well, I mean, that would be reckless if everything weren't a lock. But you're really just making sure your child goes to Harvard, so...
Harvard Community College, what's the difference?
There you go. All right. Well, Brian, I'm going to play the Tecmo Bowl outro music. Let's see if this works. There we go. There you go. That's so lighthearted and 8-bit. Gotta love it. Brian, thank you for joining the show, always.
Thank you. We'll figure it out next week. Let's do something different.
We'll sort this out a little bit more. Sarah Roche. Sarah, where can the people stalk you online if they want to?
You can follow me at Rochesaurus.
Rochesaurus, I like that.
Thank you. Sorry, give me a second. I was unprepared.
It's all good.
Sorry.
Just say Nutella.
While Sarah's looking, guys, I used to run a room back in Arlington. She is one of the funniest comics in the DMV. Follow her. Go see her perform. She's hilarious.
Thank you, Brian.
Better than Travis.
Oh, yeah, that's the most accurate thing you've said all show.
That and Travis has a big boy haircut. That was also
that
quite
really
accurate.
Good.
Okay, so Rochesaurus on Twitter? Anything
yes,
else?
Rochesaurus. No.
Okay, yeah, it's all good. We're just going to loop this music 18 times until this ends. Travis, plug your shit, son.
You can follow me in the Taco Bell parking lot.
Nice.
And also at Travis Dorward.
Where you fight raccoons by the dumpster. Exactly.
Yeah. And at Best Drunk Travis if you want.
I think I need to. I don't know if I follow your Drunk Travis account.
Yeah, I haven't tweeted from it that much, but I'll start doing
it.
I'll start doing it during games.
Sarah is doing a bit of a lean back.
I forgot about a show that I wanted to say words about.
Too late.
No. Lost Rhino Brewing Company, in Virginia.
Okay.
Jason
Ashburn,
Weems.
Virginia.
Yes.
My hometown.
Ashburn, Virginia. Jason Williams, a bunch of other humans.
Cool.
And yeah, that's.
You lost me once you said humans. I wanted talking dogs. Like, I've been watching a lot of BoJack Horseman lately.
No, I meant talking dogs.
All right. So I want a Mr. Peanut Butter. Do you understand it? That's.
He's the worst.
Mr. Peanut Butter?
He's the worst.
He's so life affirming.
I'm so mad at his existence. Like, I am his. They're not married anymore, are they?
Oh, well, thanks. I'm only on season
oh,
three.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, this was your last appearance on the show. Alrighty. Everyone, I am John Papagiorgio. The show is Papa's Football Podcast, website pfpod.com. Every episode we do is up there, except for the two we haven't uploaded, because they're stuck on YouTube for the moment. YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. That's going to have every episode of the football thing we have ever done, as well as every episode of the regular Papa's Basement show, which is just a comedy talk show, kind of like Howard Stern or Don and Mike of the day. Sarah, Travis, would you guys like to stick around for that? Lovely. We will start recording that momentarily.
Oh, we're doing another one?
In papasbasement.com for the main show, at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram for me, facebook.com/papasbasement. And let me wait a couple weeks, and then I will have my DNA to give away from the Ravens. Free kit. All right, till the next
one. Find out who his real dad is.
We're out of here.